Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out. Joel and Jules' pop quiz for Total Garden. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This is
Hit 105.5.
I feel like this is going to be epic right now with our first caller through.
Yes, which is Tash. And I've said straight up to Tash when we got her details, is this Limbo Tash? And you said you are Limbo Tash, right, Tash?
Yes, I am.
So this is the Tash who at our party on Friday, the summer starter party at the Hoey, where I did win the limbo once again and did break my own PB.
Yes, you did.
And then Tash came up to me afterwards and said, I think I would have beaten you. And I said, well, show me what you got. And I saw you had some great back bend. And I went, well, I'm not going to do it right now because I've caused a massive scene over winning here. But we will be doing a limbo competition before the end of the year.
Yes.
Tash, after you heard all of that, what made you want to challenge Tools, considering that she's never really lost a limbo competition? You know what she just did on the night. What gave you the Dutch courage to be able to give that challenge out?
Well, when I've ever played limbo, I've never actually lost either, so it was a
first. So, I know. So this is happening though, right? A limbo challenge, yeah. Tash?
Yeah, I definitely think so.
And what, you just thought, just for a little bit of niggle, you'd call for the pop quiz just to feel us out a little bit and feel Tools' questions?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going for you in the pop quiz because we always want people to win money, but when it's limbo, like, we will not be friends, okay, Tash?
Oh, God.
That's fine.
Okay, awesome. So you know how it goes. We got the 10 questions here. We got the 60 seconds. Pass if you're not sure. We'll get back to it, okay?
Yep.
$220. Tell me when, Tools.
Okay, let's hit it. How many days until Christmas?
There is 20.
Which country has just been banned from the 2018 Winter Olympics?
Russia.
True or false? Luke Hartsuka is a dual citizen.
False.
Who sings the song Shape of You?
Ed Sheeran.
Where in Australia is the Ashes currently being played?
Joel's hometown in Adelaide.
Which animal has the longest neck in the world?
Giraffe.
Who played Derek Zoolander in the movie Zoolander?
Ben Stiller.
Name something you would see in a desert starting with the letter C.
Cactus.
What's 59 plus 62?
121.
What's the opposite of jump?
Of what?
Jump.
Stand.
Oh, we've got so much time. Oh, I would have given you drop, but we do have to take the first answer. And then the first one, how many days until Christmas is 19? Is that correct, Joel?
Oh. Yeah, no, it
Did
is.
I get it wrong?
No, yeah. No, you did. And I wasn't looking
today.
At you like that. I was looking. Yeah, Tash got so close. That's what I was thinking.
You were good, Tash. I feel that competitive vibe as well. I like
She's coming in hot too with the answers. This is going to be a showdown that I don't want to miss it. Neither should you on the Coast Coast on the last week. Sorry, let's get back to the pop quiz.
Tash, unlucky for today for the 220, but we will put a prize on the line if you can beat me at the limbo. Okay?
Done.
So we will get this sorted and it will happen. Before we go on holiday.
Okay, can we just be normal now in the studio for you not to think about the limbo competition, please?
Well,
because it's happening in a couple
of
weeks.
It's quite hard now.
Tash.
We want to discuss mother-daughter relationships this morning.
It's very interesting. It's
fascinating. Anyone can contribute here.
Yes.
So you might observe your wife's relationship with your daughter, or you might look at your sister's relationship. And quite often you hear people say, my mum is my best friend. And that's really nice when they say that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think, it's hard because, for instance, me and my mum, I love my mum. She's so great.
Yes.
And I know that
she's
had a
now.
Very, I don't know if she is, she's been crook, bless her. So hopefully she's
Hope you feel better.
Bed resting. Her relationship with her mum was really strong. Mm-hmm. She used to hold her hand all the time in the street when they were older, so our age.
At our age?
Yeah, it'd be 30. Like me holding mum's hand in the street, which for me, like, it has happened a couple of times and I feel quite awkward about the situation.
I don't wish to laugh, but that is a funny image. I don't wish to laugh.
No.
And that's what Tolls has done. She's asked me, she's asked someone else, Renee, our head of digital, and we can't give you the answers.
I know.
It's so different,
well,
like you said.
You feel bad. Yeah. And that was like, I was talking about going to the movie Wonder the other day and I went with my bestie and her daughter. Which was really beautiful. Her daughter's 5. So maybe a little bit different, but mum wanted to see that movie. And I was like, I felt bad, but I didn't really want to see it with mum because I knew that I'd be crying throughout the whole thing. And then I didn't want to have to, you know, she'd be crying and then she'd probably try and comfort me. And I was like, oh my God, this would just be awkward.
You built it up in your head.
I did.
You did, didn't you?
I did.
Processed it and you sort of said, that's what will happen. You didn't want that to happen.
Yes.
Do you think that definitely would have happened, though? Or do you think that's what you built up for?
No, it would have happened.
Okay. Well, you know the situation.
I get annoyed. When we went and saw The Dressmaker, and there's a scene in there where Liam Hemsworth, he dies. Sorry if I spoiled anything
for
anyone, but you should have seen it by now anyway. Great film. And I got so angry at her. I was like, you always bring me to these movies and I don't like it because I was upset that he died.
How old are you, Thomas?
I'm 29.
Okay.
But
age has no barriers, yeah?
The thing that got me the other day where I'm like, ugh, and I got out of it. Mum's, I just said, has been crook. She needs some looking after.
Sure.
My little sister in New Zealand has gone, well, where are your daughters? You know, what are they doing to help you? And she said that to me and I felt like she was guilt-tripping me. She said, I just want a foot massage. So
it's a lot of pressure.
I know.
I don't know if I could deal with that pressure.
I felt guilt-tripped and I messaged her the other day and said, do you want to go do some yoga? I'll come over and I'll give you a foot massage.
And this is something that you did not want to do.
I didn't want to do it. I was dreading doing
it yesterday.
I didn't want to go over and rub her feet. I was like,
that's the first thing I asked Tools this morning was, did you rub her feet yesterday? I wanted to know the outcome.
She finished work late, so it didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
I said I'd do it today. She's going to lunch in Bellow.
But imagine if you're doing all of this inside your head.
Yeah.
I wonder how mums are processing it with their daughters as well. But you just said that she just wants to have the same relationship with you like she did with her mum.
But,
or do you think it's that basic? Or do you think she's thinking what you're thinking?
I don't know.
Now that's doing my head in.
Well, because then I feel really bad about the situation. That's why I offered it up.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad about not actually wanting to do it because whenever I'm crook, mum goes above and beyond, and she will give me massages. She drops medicine over. She goes out of her way to really look after me there.
Well, if it's a foot massage, then damn straight you should be doing it.
I know.
No, look, you're not, I said earlier, you know, you wouldn't be the only one. It's the biggest relationship to have. That's why Freudian always says it. You are sometimes the direct result of the relationship that you have with your mum and the little idiosyncrasies in between and the processing that you just mentioned.
Would the thoughts that go through my head then are, am I going to regret this when I'm older? Am I going to go, I wish I was way more affectionate with mum. I wish I did this for her more. And then I'm like, what if I have a daughter one day? Am I going to want to be her best friend? And am I going to feel bad about her not wanting to do all this stuff for me? And it's not like there is no strain in our relationship, but it's just a different style of relationship.
You need
There's
to
certain
start
things I do with different people and,
do you want to start holding hands?
I don't know.
Do you want to start rubbing more feet?
But then it's like, if it doesn't feel right, just who holds them? Is there anyone out there that holds their mum's hands? What's your relationship like with your mum? Are you a best friend? Or are you a mum that wants to be best friends with a daughter? Bridget's called up on 13, 12, 16. Bridget, you've got two daughters, right?
Yes, I do. 11 and 16.
So what's the situation with those age groups?
Oh, well, they're totally two different age groups. The 11-year-old is still very much a child, a very much a little girl that needs her hugs and her cuddles and her kisses and her mum. And the 16-year-old doesn't.
Yeah, I was about to say the 16-year-old's like, go away, mum.
Yeah, I think at 16 I was kind of rebelling a little bit as well. But do you want to be best friends with them?
That's part of growing up, isn't it? Because you need to rebel. If you can't rebel against your parents, who can you? You know, at least they love you unconditionally. And they'll forgive you and they'll help you and they'll support you. So
Do you want to be best friends?
Try to get on. No.
You don't want to be best friends with your daughters?
No. No, no. I don't want to be best friends. I mean, I'm their mom, and I want them to love me and to know me for who I am, but I don't need to be their best friends. they can do that with their own age group or older or younger ones, but I'm there to help and guide and support them and raise them and give them values. But I don't necessarily need to be their best friend. If they want to, that's fine. But no,
would you?
I don't need to.
Would you want them to hold your hand?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Look, I still want to hold my 11-year-old hand, but that's because she gets really distracted and she might get into trouble. But she doesn't want to do that all that much anymore. But no, I don't need to hold their hand.
So you're saying Tools has the freedom to be able to say no at holding hands and massaging the foot?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Bridget. We'll pass that on.
You've got some really nice wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing that with us and everybody else on the Cox Coast. Thanks, Bridget.
Mina, we love hearing from you. It's been so long.
I know. I never get through.
Oh, good. Well, at least you're trying. And so we're here now. And I have a feeling, are you besties with your daughter?
Oh, yes.
Because I did see you at the movies.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. She's the sunshine of my life. I'm her mother. Don't get me wrong. When I get my mother voice on, she runs. No, she doesn't run. But I am her best friend because she tells me everything. And holding hands, God, we actually walk, you know, arms around each other in the middle of the mall.
Oh,
so,
don't.
Yes, you're making, I do. And
you're making her reflect
you're
upon
me
herself.
Feel bad.
No. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. You know, it's everyone's. Like, for example, if my daughter didn't like doing that, I would probably go, okay. You know, if my daughter didn't want me as a best friend, I probably would go, no worries, darling. That's okay. But we both want it. Okay? So, and I'm sure if your mom knew that, she would understand.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
No.
Every relationship is different. Every relationship, mother and daughter relationship is different.
Yeah. And it's not like it's strained, and that's the thing. Like,
no.
I like hanging out with mum. I go over and see her after work and that type of thing. But there's nothing more that my mum loves than sitting down with me and my two sisters at lunch or something. She just soaks it all in. She's just silent, taking it in, and loves having a girl's day.
So, you know, you're talking about the foot massages. I'll tell you, I hope my daughter's not listening. She'll kill me. When she was little, I used to give her $1 to drop my... to give me a foot massage so she could go and buy lollies. Until today, she says, Mum, that was slave labor.
That's bribery. That is bribery, Mina.
Oh,
thanks, Mina.
Funny. You're the best, Mina. Thank you for your call.
No worries. Thanks.
Good morning. It's 7:09. If you miss something throughout the morning, you can always catch up with it at hit.com.au, and it might be Radio Cram that you missed.
I think so. I think this is a fun one for everyone to play along with, despite the terrible TV ratings for the show, but we do it better here.
You've proven those ratings wrong. People like Radio Cram.
They do.
But you know what I did say to you? I do think it's a better format on radio.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Because it's just all about listening rather than the visual.
Yeah, and someone who's here with us right now listening is Taylor. How you doing, Taylor?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so we did have a little chat about it. There's going to be a lot of information that you're about to hear, and then we're going to quiz you with 5 questions at the end, okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready? And you got yourself the Sia album and a $25 voucher for the Hoey just for calling up.
Thank you.
That's okay. How we roll.
All right, Tay-Tay. Tell us when you're ready to cram.
Ready.
It's time for Radio Cram. Get ready to cram about
cheese. The most stolen food item in the world is cheese, with 4% of all cheese sold ending up stolen. President Andrew Jackson once had a block of cheddar cheese delivered to the White House that weighed nearly 1,400 pounds. He invited 10,000 visitors to the White House to eat it, and it was gone within 2 hours. When cheese is digested, it breaks down into an opioid. Other opioids you may know are heroin and morphine. I'm taking a photo. Say cheese. The holes in Swiss cheese were until recently seen as signs of imperfection and something cheesemakers tried to avoid. Stilton blue cheese is known to free frequently cause odd, vivid dreams. Scientists have successfully created cheese using human bacteria collected from toes and belly buttons. The movie Titanic is very cheesy. People started dyeing cheese orange back in the 17th century to fool people into thinking it was higher quality. And cheese can be addictive as it contains trace amounts of naturally occurring morphine that comes from the cow's liver.
Oh, wowee.
What do you think there, Taylor?
Well, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Tay-Tay.
Did you... I gave you that tip of not psyching yourself out and going, whoa. Did you do that?
A little bit.
A little bit. Don't forget, you can play in the car, you can play at home as well.
But this is where you'll surprise yourself, okay? So let's get into the questions.
Okay.
First question. What percentage of cheese ends up stolen?
4%.
Well done, Taylor. First one down. How long did it take President Andrew Jackson and his guests to eat 1,400 pounds of cheese?
Oof. 2 years.
The two was there, but it wasn't 2 years. It was 2 hours. He did have a lot of guests. Oh. He had like 10,000 guests. That's okay. You got that number. We'll give you a 0.5 for that.
We'll give it. Okay. Give the tip still there, okay. All right? We'll give you the tip.
So what parts of the human body have scientists used the bacteria from to make cheese?
Toes and mouth.
You got half a, because toes is correct. The other one was belly buttons, which makes me feel sick. Everyone's going to think about toes and belly buttons when I eat cheese next. So what movie is very cheesy?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, that was like the irrelevant thing in there. It was the Titanic. That's okay. Oh, last question. Okay. Don't worry. In the 17th century, what colour were people dyeing cheese?
Black.
No. It was orange. You started strong. You got a couple of halves in there.
You didn't do the bravery at the end. You didn't come home strong, but I tell you what, you did well at the start.
Oh,
it's hard, and, you know, I was saying to Tol, she did it to me, it's really up to you what you want to take in. Do you take in the specific facts, or do you take in the numbers? And it's how we learn as well. We learn in so many different ways. We take in information differently.
Yeah, I took numbers.
I think I did to it.
And when you say the answer, well, you're like, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, you gave it a crack and you did well, and you're still walking away with Sia's Christmas album plus a $25 voucher for the Hoey. Well done, Taylor.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. It's Joel and Jules.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.